It's March 12, the day that Coca-Cola went on sale across America for the first time. It previously had been sold out of an Atlanta pharmacy as a form of medicine, but was available to everyone from this day in 1894.
And the way Coca-Cola brings you back so refreshed, so quickly, gives you a bright little lift just when you need it.
One of Dr. Seuss's greatest books was published in 1957, The Cat in the Hat. How about that?
I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny. I know it is damp and the sidewalks are runny. But what I can't see...
Now you listen here, cat.
...is why you'd sit there like that.
John Lennon's first solo single was released on this day in 1971. Power to the People was credited to John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. Happy birthday today to Barbara Feldon. The star of the 60s series Get Smart is 86.
Here's your coffee, sir.
I didn't order any coffee.
Take the coffee, Max.
99. What are you doing here?
I'm backing you up on this assignment.
Academy Award-winning actress and daughter of Judy Garland and Vincent Minnelli, Liza is 73.
I think that when you get together and there's music, there's nothing like it.
The great Johnny Young is 72 today. After having a string of hits in the 60s, he became the host of Young Talent Time from 1971 to 1989. This was on our TVs every weekend.
I'll ride home every day. Good night, Tim. Good night, Bevan. And I'll send all my loving to you.
Singing songwriting legend James Taylor is 71. The 5-time Grammy Award winner has sold over 100 million records worldwide.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
And league great Steve Price is 45. The 300 gamer in the NRL played 28 games for Queensland and 16 for Australia.
The captain, standing up to be captain.
Happy birthday to you too if you're celebrating on March 12.